Be'ezus Hashem, the share tonight should be a schus for Ushleima for their friend Chaim Moshe ben Leah, and a schus for Achena ben Yisrael and Tzum Batzav Hashivya. The last several weeks we've been talking about the brachas of Shalais Ani Goy, Shalais Ani Ovid, Shalais Ani Isha. And tonight I'd like to talk about the bracha that women make, Shasani Kertzayne. And it's a share for men, but you could share with your wives and to learn up the Indian, maybe we could get an appreciation of what this is all about. And here we go. So the truth is that this bracha of Shasani Kertzayne is not found in the Gemara. The Gemara Menachah says that a person should make a bracha Shalais Ani Goy, Shalais Ani Ovid, Shalais Ani Isha. Does not mention a thing about an Isha. So, says the Torah says, V'nohagu hanoshim levorech sha'asani kertzayne. The noshim have a minig, it's a minig, the Gemara doesn't say it, have a minig, v'nohagu to say sha'asani kertzayne. So, the Mechaber brings it down, that this is what noshim say, they say sha'asani kertzayne. So it's brought down in halacha. So I'd like to share with the Ilam, three ways of understanding this bracha. What exactly does this, what is the meaning of Shasani Kertzayne? What's the meaning behind it? And what we could take out of this. The first mahalach is as follows. This mahalach is, the Torah himself says, after he says, V'nohagu, to say the bracha of Shasani Kertzayne, he says like this, V'efshir, and maybe, Shanehago is kein, they're not to say this, Shasani Kertzayne, literally in English we would translate to mean, that he made me according to his will. What does that mean? What does that mean? What are they saying? Shehu kimisha matzdik alav hadin al hara. They're being matzdik the din on the ra. This is what he says. Now, what does that mean? They're being matzdik the din on the ra. What does that mean? What does that mean, right? So the truth is, this mahalach I found also, the Lavush says it. The Torah says he's masupik.
Ra bad?
Ra bad, yeah. They're being matzdik din on ra. What does that mean? So, and I'll just read out the Lavush and the Vudurham say the same thing. V'isha says the Lavush. She's like she's being matzdik the din on the raw, on the raw.
The raw that she wasn't a man.
We'll see.
That's
we'll
what
see. Sounds like. So I would like to.
Matzdik is what?
Matzdik the din, to justify the din. So now, so that, but I, oh, so Yoni says that. Right. So that's I used to think that's maybe okay. I didn't know, I never knew what it meant. So I'd like to tonight share what I believe perhaps I suggest that I'm understanding. And if you read carefully the Avudram from Rishonim, he says like this: Anoshim nehagis levorich b'makom shlo yisani isha shasani kertzane, kimishem matzdik asadin al hara habo olav Allah, the raw that's coming on her. Now, it to say that it means that she's not a man is very, it's very hard to understand. First of all. What, that's not raw that's coming on her. If you give one, so the Levush himself who says this pshat, right? He says, "What's the shalais an isha?" Because an ish has is mitzvah. They both have mitzvahs, but he's commanded a mitzvah, and there's more schar, right? There's more schar when you're commanded a mitzvah. So if you give one person $100, another person $200, the one who got $100 is not raw. It's not nothing came on them. They just didn't get two. What exactly would matzdik adin? It's very hard to understand. What does it mean? What does it mean? We should matzdik adin alav. What does that mean? So, and what's the Lashon Shasani Kertzayne? If you're being matzdik the din, like you'd say maybe Dayan HaEmes, like that's the Lashon we find by matzdik the din. Shasani Kertzayne is like, how is that, where's the matzdik the din? What's going on here? It's hard to understand. So I'd like to share based on like this. If you look in the Siddur HaGra, in Al Derech HaNigla V'Nister, this is the Alpi Kabbalah a little bit, what he's talking about. So I'm not going to really talk about what he says. But on the bracha of Shalaya San Isha, he just says a few words that are hard to understand. And the Imre Shefer, from Naftali Herz, who wrote a pirish in the Siddur, he explains a little bit. I'm going to take out a snippet from what he says. He says, I want to take out a line or two from Naftali Herz. He says,
this is the Siddur of what?
This is the Siddur Hagro, Al Derech HaNigla V'Hanister. So he just says, Shalais Ani Isha, four words, but Teferis, Shasham, Said Ish. That's all he says. So he goes to expand what the guy. So he says like this, V'ahevdil shebein ish le'isha, the difference between a man and a woman, ki ha'gvurois, the gvura, we know there's gvura and chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The gvura represents the gvura, the din, right? That's gvura. And then there's chesed, kind, right? Shagvura shebedchura, the gvura of the male, heimimutokim, is sweetened. It's not so strong. The gvura, the din on a man is not as strong as on a woman. Vizehu hevdel, and then he says a very interesting remes, a very beautiful thing. He says vizehu hevdel shebein the words ish veisha. Ki b'shneim, both the word ish and isha both have ish. Aleph shin is ish, fire. That shuhu din, that represents din. Ish represents din. So both of them have din. Rak shebe ish hayud mafsekes ish. The yud divides the ish. Umiram is al hasodim. The yud is miram is on the chesed. Shenechnosim bein agvuris, that come in and water down the gvuris. Umamtikim oisim and sweeten them. Lasha'in kim v'isha. The isha is straight ish, and it's much less. Her gvur, the din on her is much stronger. And he's explaining that's the idea.
The isha is what?
The isha is aleph shin, and there's nothing in between the aleph and the shin, right? So it's straight ish, it's straight gvura, but the man is mamtik. The chesed is mamtik. The gvura, and it's not so strong. The gvura on the man, the din on the man is less. This is what he says. So he seems to be explaining the gain that shloys on isha is because the man has less, has more, you know, sweeter. This is what he says. So on our level, perhaps we can understand as follows, and that in general, an isha, her life is if you think about it, the life of an isha, it's a harder. She has things built into her life. She has more yisura, more tsar in her life. I would like to share a fascinating, a very big chiddush that I want to.
More yisura and more tsar.
Things that she goes through in her cycle and having children and pregnancy and everything that a lot of it's a much she has more tsar. That's I once heard a very very big chiddush from Reb Pinkus, but Reb Pinkus could say chiddushim. He said a big chiddush. He said a very big thing.
So it's the gvura of shemaim on the woman, or the woman's personality has that.
The gvura of shemaim on the woman. That is what she's shasan. She's being matzdik the din that she has more gvura. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's gvura is more on her than on the man, and she's saying the man says shloisan isha. The isha says shashani katzayin. We'll explain this a little bit more in a minute. But I'd like to share this var from Reb Pinkus, which is a very big chiddush. But Reb Pinkus is could say such a thing. He said this idea. He said that a woman, and maybe said his wife, told him that I have most of the time I'm in pain. Like most of my life I'm in pain. That's what I think he said from his wife. Maybe I don't remember. I heard it on a tape. He said it's a very 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 profound idea. He said is a very this highlights the yisoid, the avida of a man and a woman. The primary idea of a man is Torah. His avodah is Torah. That's what he said. Torah is a big chiddush. He said, Chazal tell us, Torah boit salusa, the shmaitza. Person needs peace of mind. To learn Torah properly, a person needs peace of mind. For a man to do his tafkid in life, he needs less yesurim in his life in order that he could do his job. He needs more peace of mind. A woman's avodah is, he called it tefillah. Close in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah. Tefillah. That's her job. She, Adrabi, Yisurim are part of it. Yisurim, we know this form, say bring a person closer when a person's bitzar, when there's Yisurim, a person has, some things are not so easy. That brings a person, force a person to be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be, she's living a, her job is not Torah. Her job is tefillah. It's a different job. So that's where Pinkus explained is why an isha is in general has more tsar and more whatever it is more complicated. It's more complicated. A man is less because a man's job is Torah and that's what he said. Only Pinkus could say such a thing. Pinkus used to say that isha is all about tefillah. It's all close. He said a siddur for a lady is an insult. She's a whole day with Hashem. She's close to Hashem with her Yisurim and everything that's going on and taking care of everything going on. She's to give her a siddur, that's an insult. We need a siddur, say this, say that, you know, and it turns comes in the morning. They are a siddur. It's a siddur to a woman. What used to be an insult. It used to be back in the day an insult. That's what he said. But the point is that the avodah of an isha is hiskaris hakadosh baruch hu tefillah, and that's the secret behind this, that she has more tzar, she has more, so to say, gvura, din in her life. Right? A man's avodah, it's a very profound idea, something that only Pinchas could say. But I'd like to take a step further. What exactly, so we could explain with this Irmi Shefer, this idea, and we're explaining that's the idea of she's being matzdik the din on the raw that's on her, the raw that comes to her. That, the gvura that's coming to her, she's being matzdik the din. But how did that come into Shatsani Kertzaini? So I'd like to share an amazing idea. The Torah's Chaim in Bava Kama, the fifth parak, he's going on the Gemara that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik im tzadikim kuchot hasara. Tzadikim have a tremendous level of din. Hashem is medaktik them, tit for tat. What's the pshat? He says the pshat is because really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzain in the Bria, really, the primary rotzain is to judge pure din. Chazal tell us, Rashi, in the beginning of Breishis, brings it down. Breishis bar lekim, it doesn't say bar Hashem, it says bar lekim, which is a mitzvah adin. Shebetchilo olo b'machshavo livroisei b'mitzvah adin. Really, Hashem's rotzain in the Bria, he wanted that the world should work more with din. With gvura, din. But roshein oyle meskayim, Hashem saw the world's not going to last. Pashup shad is, because if there's din, no one's going to, not everyone's holding by that, and the world's not going to last. The person says one lashon hara, he's gone. It doesn't work. So therefore, hiktam midas arachem and b'shotful means that Hashem, so to say, was mamtik, right? He sweetened the din. There's this chesed, there's rachem, and there's all those things. Says the Torah, I don't understand. What is the Chazal telling us that you should know that Hashem wanted din, but it's not relevant. what's the significance of what's the kamash malon that it was all of a machshav what Hashem really wants? You have to say, he says, that really his machshava is still existing now. What he really wants is existing. Where is it existing? It exists by the tzaddikim. Because they could handle it. The tzaddikim could handle the din. That's the idea. Regular people can't handle that. They're doing averis all the time, Rahman, so it wouldn't work. But a tzaddik who does a small avera once every 5 years, you know, whatever, so he could handle pure din. Pure din. And that's really what Hashem wants in the Bria. That's a milah for a tzaddik to be able to live on such a way. Straight din is a milah. That's what Hashem wanted in the Bria. And it's a higher level for a tzaddik. That's the idea. And Hashem wanted the world to be a din, and it's still kaim. And then he says, beautiful. That's what the Gemara Menachah says, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemaim and he saw a tzaddik, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was b'koysher k'sorim on the Oisiyes. And he said, there's going to be a tzaddik, Akiva ben Yosef, or Akiva is going to be k'sorim, right? Darshaning the k'sorim, the kutsim. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, I want to see his schar. And they showed him how they were killing Rabbi Akiva and terrible Yisurim. What they were doing, he showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Yisurim, Rabbi Akiva is going to go to at the end of his life. Says Moshe Rabbeinu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zu tayr v'zu schara? This is tayr, and that's its schar? Omele shesay, quiet. Kach ola b'machshava lefonai.
Kach
ola b'machshava. This is what was ola imachmei machshava.
It's said.
This is what Hashem said. What does
that
mean?
First, be quiet.
First, be quiet. Then he says, kach ola b'machshava. What does that mean, kach ola b'machshava? L'chayra ha-maimer tamua. What does the Gemara mean? What is Hashem saying? Kach ola b'machshava. What does he mean? What's Pashup Shah? Says Zuteres Chaim Moirdik. Kach ola b'machshava means, that this was my machshava in the Bria, to judge with pure din, and Rabbi Kiva can handle it. Meaning, says the Haraskayim, Yefshir shalichot Rabbi Kiva eiza chet kal miyamav. Once in his life, it's impossible that he didn't do one small chet. Ain't tzadik baratz hashiyas ha-tev le'echter, right? Something small he did. And Hashem was treating him with pure din, without any blending in chesed or rachamim. Kach ola b'machshava means that's what was ola b'machshava to create the world within, and I'm able to be mekayma through Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is someone who could handle that. So kach ol b'machshava means that was my right. Like the Gemara, like Chazal tell us.
So he
mitchila ol b'machshava to
for all of us.
So he's
wanted to create the world. Wanted, judge
wanted
the world this
really
way.
To judge everyone. Every meaning he says everyone. Really, Hashem wanted to be everyone.
A lot
be,
like a different religion.
No. One second. Really, the rotzon, the real rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that there should be more din and less rachamim and chesed. Because it's better for us. It's better for us because then we've got the Olam Haba. It's a higher level than Olam Haba. Whatever the pshat is. Yeah. So the Avos were able to handle it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu medakti mitzika. But Hashem saw that the world, most people can't handle it. Shon eino olam eskayim means roiv b'ni adam and I can't handle this. Because we're doing chatam or rachamim all the time. But for those few tzaddikim who are able to handle it, it's kach ol b'machshava. It's a very, very powerful idea. So like this, perhaps we could, based on what we're learning from Rapinkas and this Taras Chaim, perhaps we could say like this. The Isha has more din, right? Has more gvura, right? She could... On her level, could that's her avodah. She could handle it, and we can't handle it. It's not for us. It's not our avodah, right? But that's shasani kiritzaynoi. Hashem's ikur rotzen in the bria is that there should be more din and less chesed, right?
So she's
that's the perhaps the way she's being mastic the din is by saying shasani. That's the lashon shasani kiritzaynoi. Hashem made me like His original rotzen. Shasani kirit sainai, like His original ratzon in the Bria. And that's the way how she's being matzdik the din. She's saying, you Hashem made me like what you wanted. That's a great tzidik adin.
We use Rabbi Kiva as
the example. No, so Rabbi Kiva is pure din. That's Isha is not that extent. That's tzaddikim are a whole new level. And Isha is more din, not all the way like a Rabbi Kiva. But she is more like shasani kirit sainai, more than a man. She's more din, less blended. Because she has more tzara. Her tzaras are gvura, are a manifestation of Hashem's din and gvura in the bria. Yes.
Her tzaras,
all that, everything that...
Because of emotional...
Yeah, all those things are a manifestation of Hashem's gvura and midas din in the world. Right? That's tzaras and yisurim are besides you have yisurim shalava, but it's a manifestation of Hashem's gvura in the world. She's... living more with the gvura, like the Vilna Emir Shefer says, she's living more with the gvura. That's the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nebira. Shasani kirit sayna, like Hashem really wanted. Hashem really wanted that. Just as a smach, I found that this type of pshat, a different pshat, but it's just a smach to this, I found in the Sefer Tamei HaMenhagim, they bring down from the Sefer Magad Taluma, a different idea that the Gemara says, I'll just say it quickly, but to bring out a point for a smach for this type of idea and how to reach Shasani Kertzaini. The Gemara in Bracha says in Daf Samach Aleph that on one end it says, Zachar Nekeva Baram, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a man and a male and female, but then it says, Ki Betzelem Elokim Asas Adam, He only made a man. It says the Gemara, Betchila Olav Machshava was multiple to create two people. But then Olav Asleif, He created one, and then He took off Tzela, right? He took off from the man and made an Isha. So it says, once He took off and created the Isha separate, so now, says the Magad Taluma, so now it's Nishlamo, the Machshava, the original Machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be two. So Shasani Kirtzaini, when you made me, the Isha, you made me Kirtzaini, what you wanted to do, to make two. Mm-hmm. But that's a different pshat, but the point is that you see from here that the word Kirtzaini goes on the Olam of Machshava, what the original Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And just maybe we could add, perhaps.
Tanya?
What?
From the
no, Magad Taluma. Oh. The Sefer Tamei HaMenhagim brings from the Sefer Magad Taluma. But this idea, Shasani Kirtzaini, is that you made me like the Ratzin of the... You made me like your Ratzin in the Bria, was that there should be more Gvura, less...
In what manner? Because there's more pain.
More pain. That's more. That's a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gvura. Yeah. Of the din in the world.
Pain, we're talking about physical pain, how our body works.
Everything.
Or is it
everything.
Pain, emotional connection.
Everything.
Raising a child leaves.
Everything.
Affects them more than us.
Everything. And even the Magid Shas Mashma, even before... Chet of Adamishan, there was more tzad. Everything. The whole, she, in general, her life is more tzad.
Those things, what else?
Yeah. That's enough. I think that's enough to be more tzad, right? Yeah, that's far more than that. Yeah. So, on this note, just to end off perhaps with a suggestion, there's no end to how many pshatim we could understand. And Chazal tell us that, b'tchilo ol b'machshavo, to create the world with din. Rasha ein ha'olam eskayim. Perhaps we could suggest, based on all this, you know what it means, she'ein ha'olam eskayim? We know that without Torah, the world can't exist. And based on Rapingus' idea, his profound idea from before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us all to live lives like the Isha, that we should have more Gvura. But then what's good? But we can't learn Torah then properly. And without Torah, the world can't exist. Ra she'ein ha'olam eskayim. Right? So shittif, chesed, rachamim with the world. And then we have, right? All of us men, we're without that level of tzar, that level of vura. So ra she'ein ha'olam eskayim, for the limud ha'Torah, HaKadosh, for that sake of the limud ha'Torah, in order that the world could exist, keep on going, because without Torah, the world can't exist. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meshidev Rachman. This is the first idea. Shasani Kertzaini is a bimatztik the din on the gevuris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Isha. Okay. Now, a second shot is an entirely different spin. And that is like this. If you look, the Taz and Simon Menvov, he discusses the question that we spoke about last time. He says, why is it that the brachas are Shaloy Asani Goy, Shaloy Asani Yav, Shaloy Asani Isha? It should be talking the positive. Shasani Yisrael? This is the question we dealt with last time. We said multiple tzitzim. But the Taz has his own teretz. Very interesting. A very nuanced answer. He says like this. If we would say Shasani Yisrael, that may have the connotation that anything that's not Yisrael, like a Goy, or Chas V'Shalom, even an Isha, or anything, there's no tzayrich for. There's no tzayrich for a Goy, Chas V'Shalom, which is totally not true. Right?
We need it.
Of course, there's a tzayrich for everything in the world. But there might be an impression, you might get the impression from saying Shosani Yisrael, like that's the only thing. But therefore, says the Taz, a very interesting thing. He says, when we say Shaloy Asani Goy, what we're saying is Shaloy Avada, there's a tzayrich for a Goy in the world. And he says, Kol Shekein, if for sure, for an Isha, there's a special Maila to an Isha, that a man doesn't have a special Maila that she has, right? So, we're saying, Shaloy Asani Goy. There's a tzayrich for the Goy, let's say. Shaloy Asani, but you didn't make, I wasn't needed to fill that role of what's needed in the Goy. And Shaloy Asani Goy. But Avada, there's a tzayrich for the Goy. So if we would have said Shosani Yisrael, we might get an impression that there's no tzarech for the guy. So there we said Shosani, Shaloy Asani Goy. That's Shaloy Asani Goy, but of course there's a tzarech for the guy. And Kolshken Ishi says, "Be Isha Hayimatur." It's tvei. The Hutzach Lahaska Sheish Ma'ila Gambris Isha Shuhu Lo Nitzach Laisma. I wasn't needed for that Ma'ila. The Isha is her Ma'ila. This is a very nuanced answer. What's ironic is that people many times think, you speak to people, they say, oh, Shaloy Asani Goy is like a negative connotation.
Yeah, that's
according to the Taz, it's the Adraba. By saying Shaloy, one second, you have to think, you have to, there's a Taz, you have to sit down, you know, okay, tonight,
look at
Simon Mavav, so we'll sit after him, we'll sit down, by really, with Medayik and his Lashon. But then, he's saying that it's the other way around.
He's saying Shaloy Yisrael, you might think that that's
the only thing. Everything else is not necessary.
You do report cards?
I'm sorry. But it's interesting. He's saying the other way around. He says, by saying Shaloya Sani Goy, you didn't make me, but of course there's an important, there's significance in the guy. But Shaloy said, you didn't make me that. He has his job, I have my job.
Yeah, but you're saying, thank God you didn't make me.
Okay, but he... This is what he says, but then he comes
that
along.
You said Shasani Yisrael that would sound bad.
Yeah.
How's he saying Shasani Yisrael?
Shasani Yisrael might give off the impression, he says, that there's no tzayrich in a guy, which is totally not true. So there's a tzayrich for it, right? So this is what he says, but then he goes on to say like this. Venerly oit. This that the woman have a minute to say Shasani Kirtzaine. The brachazu ain't a begemara. He says, really, it's an interesting thing. This bracha is not mentioned in Gemara. It's like an interesting thing. But according to the way we're saying, Nicha, it's a little bit better. Because we already see, afilu bebirchas ha'ish, we already see from the bracha of Ish, Shaloy Asani Isha, Sheish Maila Babrias Isha, that there's something special about the Isha. Oh, so Alkein Shaprecha, Yevasi Lavarcha, Maila Shalosh, so she has to make a bracha on her Maila. So it's not that the Gemara speaks it out clearly that there's such a bracha, but at least there's a mile to what? Well, the isha is a special mile. He didn't say there's a tzorich for a guy and a mile to an isha. He says. Okay, we'll talk about this, but anyways, a guy's not gonna. No, besides that, a guy's not gonna make a bracha. Anisha is going to make a bracha. So he says basically what's coming out of this taz is that the bracha of Shasani Kirtzainai is a bracha on her mila. It's a bracha on the mila of Anisha. This is what's coming out from this taz. Oh, so the question is, what's the mila of the isha that we're referring to?
The professor said,
which one?
To take on more pain and suffering in this world, so Phyllis will be.
Oh. So like this. Let's move on. We have to move along here. It's getting a little late.
It's exactly the time Hashem wanted to be.
It's like this. The question is if we should stop it short here. Okay. So like this. So we'll just explain this a little bit. I David actually reminded me. The Rosh Kahal once spoke out from, I think, Rabbi Eli Brudny said it, his mother's Levaya, beautiful pshat, and the bracha of Shasani Kirtzaina, which is really could explain this task. And I saw the others say this. I think Rabbi Schwab says Al Derech Zu, and that is that we know that a woman is naturally, see, the Hashem created the world. Oh, well, we'll paraphrase it with the Nefesh HaChaim. The Ritzel Mivaloshin writes in his introduction to Nefesh HaChaim. We'll use the words of Reb Itzel that Reb Chaim used to tell him, his son Reb Itzel. He says, "Koyah Dvar Eilat Tamid Shezeh Kol Adam." This is the essence of man. Loy LaAtzmi Never. A person wasn't created for themselves. Rak LaChoy LaChrini, just to do for others. Kechol Hashayumtze BeKoy Chelas, as much as his capability, as strong as he could do. That's the essence of creation. That's why Hashem wants from us. That's what Hashem created us for. He said that women naturally have that in them. They're already closer to that level of l'chay l'achrini, of doing for others. They're naturally closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say. And the mahu rachum afatatei rachum, mahu chanun afatatei chanun. Right? They're naturally closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos of chesed, of l'chay l'achrini, of doing, of selflessness, and doing for others. That's Shasani Kirtzain, a beautiful pshat. So Shasani Kirtzain is a bracha on the mile of an isha. And you know, I will stop short here, but I'll just end off with a maisa. That I've heard this in different places. I have a Sachar friend that once already made a tremendous ration on me. He said, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was a tremendous balhargish. And he said, like this, one time Reb Chaim was walking on the street with someone, and he passed by a store that was selling shoes for babies. And he stopped, and he's staring at the shoes in the window. Tiny little shoes, you know, those tiny shoes. And he started to turn to, maybe it was a Nosson Tzvi who was standing, I'm not sure who was standing next to him, and he said to him, something was going on in his brain, and he says, "You know something? The Vilna Gaon, before he left the world, he started to cry. And he said, you know why I'm crying? Because I'm leaving such a beautiful world. And you know what's so beautiful about this world? That with a few kopecks, you could buy tzitzis. Nothing. A few pennies, you could buy a pair of tzitzis. And with these tzitzis, you could be zoyche to nitzchias. Chaye olam hapa. And all in this world, it's all you need is a few silly kopecks. What a beautiful world. This is why the Gaon started to cry right before he left the world, before he was nifter. Said Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, "I'm not the Vilna Gaon. And when I leave the world, I'm not going to leave the world because it's a beautiful place because of the kopecks that you could buy mitzvahs. You know why I'm going to cry? You know why this world to me is so beautiful? That in this world, there's mothers that are so... what they do for their babies, it's so, their selflessness and the ibergegebenkeit, they give the kishkas for their children. And when I see these shoes, I'm reminded of that beauty, and I'm thinking of how I'm going to cry when I leave this world. The beauty, how it's so beautiful. That and I think what the idea behind this is that the woman, the Isha, brings out the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what's so beautiful. She's the closest that we see, the dmus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas HaChesed, is that we see it in the Isha, her total selflessness. That's mamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, it's the closest we could see. She shines the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed to the world with her chesed. And that's so beautiful. You're seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed manifest in the world. On a very high level, we all do chesed, but her chesed is so selfless, so losing sleep. But everything she does for her children, there's nothing. She's total selflessness, and Reb Chaim saw that, and that's something to make a bracha on. Shasani kertzoinai, that Isha says that she says a bracha with that alone, with that shtoltz, that you made me close to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'doim aloi, right? Mahu racham afata dechacham. That she's able to make a bracha on her maila, that she is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and her midos, that her, and just like she had her closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.